Early Breakfast with Abs on Cape Talk.
Your number one news and talk station.
For so many of us, we always think about getting a bursary or scholarship and thinking to ourselves, it's so difficult and we need to search it. There's so many things that we feel that we need to do before we get it. But joining me on the line this morning then is Siphosi Tusota, a first-year UCT student from Cradock in the Eastern Cape, who is one of the graduates of the Shell Scholarship Program, which is aimed at uplifting academically gifted high school learners from disadvantaged communities across the country. A very good morning to you, Siphosi.
Morning, sir. Thank you for hosting me, and morning to your listeners as well.
I tell you what, Siphosi, between you and me, I don't know when was the last time I was called sir. So I'm taking, so I'm owning it. I'm sitting here. I'm like, thank you. Sorry. One second, Siphosi. Rafiq, Joe.
All right. No problem.
Rafiq, Joe, please call me sir from now on. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Siphosi, but I mean, you know, so many of our listeners, and you know, you got so many young people that are listening in and thinking to themselves, you know, there's, okay, maybe let me put it this way. Let's start off with this. How easy is it to get a scholarship or a bursary? Is it easy?
Most definitely not. Especially when you come from isolated places like small towns like Cradock, because you're not exposed to the opportunities that are out there. So you really don't know what opportunities there are out there. And it's more like we always think that they're exclusive to certain people in certain areas. So it's not really easy because you're not really exposed to those opportunities. But there are certain opportunities, and we never really think, to be quite honest, when you're in such places and such setups, you don't really think that you'll be able to make it because you don't think you're that competitive. Because getting a bursary or a scholarship is a very competitive environment. So you really don't have, well, for me that is, let me just personalize it and not generalize. I never really thought I'd get a scholarship. All I wanted to do was to excel academically for self-fulfillment and to ensure that the people around me were proud, in particular my family. But again, it starts off with how we think and perceive ourselves in terms of comparing ourselves to the rest of to the rest of society and to the rest of the other students. Because when you come from where I come from places from where I come from, you always don't think you match up to the standards that are created by society.
And talking to that, though, how has this bursary helped you?
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Ooh, she starts with wow.
Wow. It has helped me a lot. It really has, in the sense that I never thought I would be in a private school such as a DSG. I went to the Diocesan School for Girls. I was privileged, let me emphasize that point, to go to a great institution such as the Diocesan School for Girls in Grahamstown. And I believe it was where, even though it was very hard transitioning from Cradock and moving to Grahamstown, was very hard in terms of, like, emotionally. I've always been with my parents all my life. So having to board and being away from them for that time, for such a long time, it was a very hard process for me. But then I got to go to such a great institution. I was exposed to new opportunities in terms of, oh my gosh, I even learned how to play the guitar. For me, those things are so far-fetched. And when you're actually doing it or you are in the midst of such greatness, you actually don't believe it. And for me, being at DSG has actually paved the path for me to be here at UCT, because I believe I got to receive a high-quality education in terms of, I don't know, my goodness, wow. We got pushed to an extreme. We got pushed to be academically stretched. You got to be able to go beyond whatever limits or boundaries you set for yourself. I got to discover my new boundaries. Actually, no boundaries, to be quite honest. I got to stretch those limits that I set for myself, and I got to reiterate the fact that nothing is impossible or there are no limits. If you put your mind into something, then you literally can achieve it. So in terms of the academic opportunity, that's a check. But most importantly, I got to grow as an individual. I was not only exposed to my small town community or my small town situation or circumstance. I got to see that actually there are opportunities out there. We just need to work hard at what we're good at and just put our mind into that and excel in that.
If you've just joined us, it is 55 minutes past four. Good morning to you. Thank you so much. This is the LA Breakfast Show on Cape Talk. And I often wonder sometimes that many of you should be wondering, where does the money I keep donating, where does, you know, the funds that I keep donating to helping out young South Africans, where does it go? What does it do? Am I actually helping someone out? Well, Siphosi Tusota, a first-year student at UCT, a student from Cradock in the Eastern Cape, is one of the graduates of the Shell Scholarship Program, which is aimed at uplifting academically gifted high school learners from disadvantaged communities across the country. And so if you had questions about that, yeah, she is. And she's talking about how it has bettered her life. It has given her so much opportunities. And if you want to talk more about this, 021-446-0567, that's a number that you can call. And so, Siphosi Etu, though, yes, you've been given the opportunity.
Yes, sir.
You know how difficult it has been to get to where you are, to get the actual scholarship that is. But there's so many people listening right now, and they're doubting that, you know, when they spend 50 rands, 2 rands, 1 rand, 1,000 rands, giving in,
mm-mm,
how are they actually helping? What would you want to say to them now?
Wow. I would, I guess, let me just be all sentimental. A lot of people call me sentimental, but I believe this is just me being honest. A lot of the time, wow, when you're on the receiving end, you get to be so grateful for people that actually donate what they have, because when you don't have, wow, oh my gosh, you feel like you are such, you are at such a disadvantageous situation or such a disadvantageous place, in the sense that it's very frustrating when you try and do something that you're good at and excel, but you don't even know how you're going to continue that, or you don't even know how you're going to pursue that. And for those people who are able, oh my gosh, without Shao, yo, Budwamo, it's wow, wow, I'm sorry.
Take your time, take your time.
Without Shao,
take your time.
Without Shao, the thing is, for me, this is very sentimental in the sense that such opportunities reignite our dreams and our aspirations. Let me take it personal. When my parents, I remember my dad, he used to say, after I got the scholarship, he told me, you know, my child, I could see that you're academically gifted. But as you can see, we are in such a plight. I didn't know how we were going to provide you with the opportunity to further your studies. So when people like Shell, like huge companies, corporations like Shell, and individuals who are able to donate, who are able to better people's lives, such as myself, actually commit to doing that and create products such as myself, it is such a heartwarming experience for us, because we get to be in a position whereby we are in the receiving end and we pursue whatever aspirations and goals we have. And I also have aspirations and goals whereby I can literally give back, because we need to create this cycle in society where it's no longer about pursuing our self-interest, but it's about utilizing what we have in order to also embed other people. Because we live in a society that is, wow, segmented, poverty-stricken. And we live in situations whereby a lot of people choose not to dream anymore, especially young people, because they believe that if I pursue this, there are no opportunities in place, or there are no people or corporations that are willing to back me up, so that I can be in a position where I can uplift other people. So I would love to say to those people that, please, if you can, if you really, really can, please donate that 50 rands or however X amount you are willing to donate to such initiatives, rather, because it makes such a huge difference. I am a product of such selflessness or such initiatives, and I am proud to be that product, because you get to dream. Like, there's nothing that exceeds the ability to dream, because everything starts in the way we think, in the thoughts that we hold in our minds. So I would truly encourage once more those people to literally take that step into embettering other people's lives, should if they can.
Siphosedu, thank you so much for joining us on the show. You've thank really you. Given us life. Thank you so much. A very good morning to
thank
you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.